listeners. I am your host, Taylor McClure, for CIDI's Daily News Show, and you are tuning in to Township's Daily News Bits. The town of Boone Lake has implemented its first financial aid program to encourage citizens to purchase sustainable hygiene products, following the steps of other municipalities such as Council, Dunham, Sherbrooke, and Magog. The main goal of these financial aid programs is to limit what is going into the landfills. Boone Missisquoi has its own regional landfill and an eco-center located in Counsville. Oriana Familiar, Environmental Management Service Coordinator for the MRC and CLD de Boone Missisquoi, emphasize that as the life expectancy of the landfill diminishes, these types of initiatives, amongst other green initiatives, are not only a step in the right direction, but necessary. Oriana, I just wanted to start off by thanking you so much for doing this last minute with me and for chatting with CIDI about this topic of sustainable hygiene products, you know, and limiting the impact it has on our landfills. I appreciate your expertise.
My pleasure. Thank you for thinking about me.
So there are some municipalities here in the Eastern Townships that have their own financial aid program set in place to encourage citizens to purchase sustainable hygiene products. More recently, the town of Broome Lake. And from my understanding, the town of Council, where the CLD and the MRC is located, also has one. And I just found out before our interview that you actually played a role in creating the financial program for the feminine hygiene products. So I'm sure that you have a good insight into these programs and the positive impacts that they can have on our environment. So I just wanted to start by asking you, are these initiatives a step in the right direction? What positive impacts do they have on our environment here?
Absolutely. And you're right. I did participate in a few of these programs, but it was more with my volunteering as a citizen, because maybe we're going to talk about that later also, how the cities can complete their work with just volunteers to help run these programs. So particularly, for example, Cowansville, we're talking about there's programs to finance the purchase of a bike, diapers, feminine products, and also you can do garden, rain gardens that are called. So these projects, they work because they have partners. They have organizations that made a partnership with the cities to run these programs to make sure that there's a follow-up and that citizens are actually getting reimbursed for their expenses. And in terms of environment, to answer to your question, definitely it's saving resources, but locally, how this impacts is that every single ton of garbage that we produce in Boone Missisquoi goes to a landfill that we have here in Cowansville. Mm-hmm. And it is not a landfill that will last forever. Right now, if we continue with the same rate and with the same amount of consumption, probably its life will be no more than 30 years. Mm-hmm. And so it's a matter also of space and to free space that shouldn't be dedicated for these items if we can have the reusable option.
Yes, exactly. Now you have, like you're getting into here, you have a good expertise on the environmental aspects of the Boone Missisquoi region and, you know, just environment in general. Can you speak on the impacts, like you were mentioning? If we keep going at the rate that we are, the life of our landfill is not going to be very extensive. So can you speak on the impacts that hygiene products can have on our landfills? You were mentioning to me how the impacts are different depending on what product you're looking at exactly.
Exactly. So depending on the materials, it's different levels of degradation, then we can say, technically speaking. I would say the worst ones are plastic, metal, and glass. And good news, it's usually materials that are recyclable, so they shouldn't be put into landfills. And with feminine hygiene products specifically, we're talking about lots of plastic. There's different types of plastic involved, different types of film also. And so this mix of plastics is what makes it non-recyclable and non-compostable. And so the only option is to send them to the landfills right now. So this is why they're so problematic. And when we're talking about years of degradation, it's not just a few years. Just for plastic, for example, we're talking about 500 years. Wow. To degrade, to disappear.
One product,
exactly.
That's insane. So encouraging the purchase of sustainable products is really going to limit that impact and filling our landfill until we can't fill it anymore, essentially.
Exactly.
And diapers, too, are included in a lot of these financial aid programs. Do you have any information on the impact that diapers in
have on our landfill as well in terms of degradation. Does it take just as long for them to dissolve, I guess I should say?
Yes, it's the same category. We're talking about very similar materials that are involved. Yes, we're talking about the plastic, we're talking about the films, we're talking about the pads to absorb. So yes, it's very, very similar. And we've seen lately some versions of compostable diapers or biodegradable feminine pads. And the problem is where we are in Bromisiskwa, we do traditional composting. So it's an open sky composting. It's literally mountains of organic waste that we mix and we filter and we make sure that we create compost at the end of the day. But any type of plastic that is marked as biodegradable or compostable will not disappear fully, will not decompose fully with the type of system that we have. It's not the same for other regions that, oh, we have biomethanization where they use heat and industrial systems. Here, everything is natural. The problem is we give the compost after to the citizens, and if we want to give them a good quality of compost that they can use safely for their gardens, we don't want any plastic involved.
Yeah.
And so that's what happens with all these types of diapers or pads or feminine products, is that they will, maybe to the eye, they will disappear. But when we analyze them under a microscope, we will see tiny, tiny particles of plastic that we will end up consuming if we use them in our compost and our gardens.
Oh, wow. Okay. I was not aware of that. So it really also depends on the type of system that towns and other cities have set in place at their eco centers. Some don't even have one. Now, you were mentioning before at the beginning of the interview, you know, you volunteered your time when you helped put together that financial program, and you're speaking on the importance of collaborating with other groups and citizens getting involved. So how can municipalities and citizens play their part in limiting their impact on our landfills? Should other municipalities implement these type of financial aid programs to encourage the purchase of sustainable hygiene products? Or are there other alternatives as well that you think could be implemented, that could be easily implemented, that would make a difference?
Absolutely. As citizens, I think we can, first of all, inspire our cities. I mean, they have so many projects and so many files to take care of. They're actually running a city, you know, so as citizens, we can suggest what we've seen in other cities. We can do research for them, for example, to put up together as a citizen the different programs that we've been seeing throughout the province, throughout the country, throughout the world, just to inspire them. And also in terms of green city committees, for example, can we sensitize the population? Can we help the city to put in place workshops, for example? Because it's not just a matter of, okay, I'm going to buy my reusable diapers or my reusable containers, but how am I supposed to actually use them? Sometimes there's special techniques and there's special ways to wash them and to treat them and to take care of them. So it's important also that we walk hand with hand with the citizens, so we help them also, the city, to implement these projects, but also the citizens, so they know how to take advantage of these programs.
Yes, exactly. And it's also interesting, like you mentioned, you know, like the focus here is sustainable hygiene products, but like the town of council, they have various programs set in place to limit their environmental impact. Do you think that other municipalities can take on that task and go even beyond just hygiene products and really make a difference in their community?
Absolutely. So we were talking, like you say, Taylor, for Cowansville, where there's the grant to buy a bike. There's for diapers, for hygiene products, for the rain gardens. We've seen in other cities also just the regular zero waste lunch boxes, for example, mm-hmm. how to go zero waste with your containers. So that could be another suggestion. It's a program that doesn't take too much to implement. We've seen also in other cities outside Bromisiskwa, for example, this city is Prévost,
okay.
and they have what we call an eco-tax.
Okay.
And so any commerce that offers a product that is meant to pollute, for example, the typical water bottle, the commerces are allowed to sell it in that city of Prévost, but they have to charge an eco-tax for it. Okay. And then that eco-tax that the commerce charge, because it was ordered by the city.
Yeah.
It goes into a fund, into a green fund that helps to support other initiatives.
Okay.
For example, a project for a community project or a company that has a huge initiative and will make a big difference in the community. It can come from the green fund. And then it's fiscally, financially wise, it's super interesting because we're making cities to depend less and less on municipal taxes. we're creating other sources of revenue from the environment.
That's really interesting. Wow. Like, it's just and it's a great way to engage the community too, to get involved and whatnot, and to get a better understanding of, you know, there are other options available out there. Exactly. You don't need to continue buying the same products you always have and take on that tax. There are other options available. I know a lot of people are turning to sustainable products in terms of plastic wrap, aluminum foil. I myself have purchased it. Those are like other initiatives too that I thought about. There's just so much we can do while the sustainable hygiene products, financial aid programs will have a positive impact. There's so many other ways we can go about this.
Exactly. And recently you and I, Taylor, we had an interview about the reuse space, for example. That's another way. Also, we're talking here about personal products, but in the house too, there's so many things that we can avoid, such as furniture, construction material, renovation material, that now we have a space at the Eco Center where we can also procure ourselves these materials without buying them brand new. So like you say, the sky is the limit for reuse. Mm-hmm. There's so many aspects where we can apply this this idea.
Well, thank you so much, Oriana. Those are all the questions that I had for you, but I wasn't sure if there was anything else that you wanted to mention, either about the importance behind these sustainable hygiene products programs, our environment, like our landfills, anything that I may have missed in my questions.
Yeah, thank you. Well, maybe just to remind citizens that they have a voice, and nothing keeps them from suggesting these programs to their own cities. And one way would be to write to your municipal councillor, or show up at a council meeting, for example, to an open session and suggest these programs. And if it's too much, too overwhelming for the city, well, you can offer also your help. Maybe put up the program together, go contact the possible partners to run this program, do research. So there's many, many ways that we could help the city if this is a huge task for them to do. For example, for the bikes, it's Plein Rayon. For the diapers and for the feminine hygiene products, it's Les Centres des Femmes des Cantons. And for the rain gardens, it's with the OBV Yamaska. It's the Organisme des Bassins Versants. Mm-hmm. So they're the ones who do the visits, who do the assessment and tell the residents if it's possible to do a rain garden or not. And they offer their support throughout the process.
Great. Well, thank you so much again, Oriana, for providing that information. I really appreciate it.
My pleasure. Anytime.
Kevin Brunel from the town of Brome Lake speaks to CIDI about the new program and how it differs from others with a focus on buying local. Kevin, I wanted to start off by thanking you so much for coming to CIDI today and for chatting with me about this new financial aid program being set in place by the town of Brome Lake for sustainable hygiene products. I really appreciate you taking the time out of your schedule to come chat with me.
Hi, Taylor. It's my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
I'm just going to start off by asking you, Kevin, where the idea for this new financial aid program came from. How was it developed or proposed, I should say?
The answer for that is pretty simple. We noticed how popular similar programs were in nearby towns. So we just thought it was a really good opportunity for us to offer something similar for the Brome Lake residents.
What needs are you trying to address within the community with this program? Like, for example, was it something that citizens were asking for because they had difficulties accessing sustainable hygiene products?
I think the main goal with the program is to reduce the purchase of single-use items by giving a financial boost to people who want to take concrete action to reduce their ecological footprint. But I don't know if it was something that residents asked for. So it's more of an initiative.
Yeah, it's more something that the town recognized was needed.
Exactly, yeah.
Like you mentioned before, there are other towns that have done this here in the region. But what is important about this program in particular?
I can say that the ecological aspect of it was really important. But also we're offering a larger refund for product purchase in Brome Lake businesses. We're also trying to promote local purchasing, if that makes sense.
Yes.
So I think it's like a win-win for us, for the residents and for the merchants.
Great. Now, what is considered sustainable hygiene products? Can you provide some examples as to what sort of products this program will cover exactly?
Yes. So there's a pretty long list of eligible products that include hygiene products, but also other sustainable options. Just to name a few common example: cloth diapers, menstrual cups, bidet, dryer balls, reusable razor, ecological toothbrushes, and reusable snack bag are eligible. The full range of product is listed on the program's dedicated page under the community service tab on the town website.
Perfect. Now, how does the financial aid program work exactly? How will the town support people who begin using these products?
So first, obviously, people need to buy their eligible product. And then they can go on the town's website and fill out a form. They need to provide the proof of purchase, so the bill, only to just fill out the form, and proof of residence. When people send a request, the towns respond with request has been accepted or refuse if the item is not on the list. So for this program, the towns is actually offering a 50% refund of purchase price up to $50 per person or $100 per family, or 75% of the purchase price if the products purchased in a Broom Lake business. So for this specific program, the financial aid is only offered to Broom Lake residents.
Does the town plan on continuing this program if all goes successfully?
Absolutely, and I really would encourage people to participate and use the offered assistance, because this is our first attempt with this specific program, and it's not possible that we will reevaluate upward the allocated budget for the project if it's a success. For this first year with the program, the annual budget is of $5,000, and the program operates on a first come first serve basis.
Yeah, so if it's popular, there'll be more money set aside for the program.
Possibly.
Perfect. Well, those are all the questions that I had for you, Kevin, about the program, but I wasn't sure if there was anything else you wanted to mention that you think would be important for those interested in the program.
I just wanted to mention that if people need assistance filling out the form on the town's website to get the financial aid, they can always call to Centre-Latbon at 540-242-2020, and someone will happily assist them.
Perfect. Thank you so much, Kevin. I really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
CIDI also spoke with Francis Bergeron, General Director of the Town of Dunham, who highlighted the different elements of the municipality's own financial aid program for sustainable hygiene products after renewing it for another year. They are trying to encourage more citizens to take advantage of the program. Francis, I just wanted to thank you so much for taking the time to chat with CIDI about the Town of Dunham's financial aid program for sustainable hygiene products. I really appreciate your time.
Thank you.
When did the Town of Dunham decide to implement its financial aid program for sustainable hygiene products, and why did it decide to do so exactly?
Well, the subsidy program became effective in February 2022, following the adoption of the bylaw that establishes the program to encourage the use of washable or reusable diapers and feminine hygiene products, and also incontinence products as well. Primarily, the eligible products include the purchase of at least 15 new or secondhand washable and reusable diapers, and also the purchase of new or used washable and reusable feminine hygiene products. We also have the purchase of new or secondhand washable and reusable incontinence products, or, and that's the nice part too, something that we have here, the purchase of textile products for the self-production of these products. So all this is deemed to be the equivalent of the purchase of the products.
Okay, so people who make the product, you mean, when for textiles, is like people who make the product?
Well, exactly. So our citizens could actually just buy the textile products and self-produce the products, and we would subsidize the purchase of the textile.
Okay, that's really interesting. That's not something I've heard other towns do in their programs, because everyone's program is a little bit different.
Yes.
And I wanted to ask you, what is meant by incontinence? What is meant by that exactly?
Well, it's it would be adult diapers in that case. So yeah, so it's either urinary incontinence, so loss of bladder control, but for the adult, so it would be products that are more targeted towards adults.
Okay, got it. Now, how successful has this initiative been in Dunham? What impact has it had so far since it's been implemented last year?
Well, from the launch of the program, so from February to December 2022, the numbers that we have right now, we have dedicated almost $1,200 to that program.
And do you know how many requests you dealt with last year exactly, or how many people actually took advantage of the program?
So the number of requests isn't precise, but it's between 6 and 8 people for sure.
Okay. And why did the town decide to keep the program going for another year? Why did the town think it was important to do so?
Well, obviously, the environmental factor is the key here. So we really want to motivate our citizens to use cloth diapers instead of disposable ones for the environmental footprint. You know, that becomes actually a lot smaller when this happens. So this is one of the main reasons why the program has been set up the way it is to reduce our footprint on the environmental side of things.
And it also allows these products too. You know, these products are not, they don't come at a low cost. So it also makes these products more accessible for people as well.
For sure. Well, what we want to do is to try and get the cost out of the equation of deciding on using that product. So we really want to help financially the citizens to make that eco-friendly choice.
Yeah, and doesn't discourage them from going in that direction, basically, just because of the price.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I wasn't sure if there's anything else you wanted to mention, Francis. I just wanted to get an idea as to what your program was about, what differentiated it from other programs, and just how successful it has been. I wasn't sure if there was anything else you wanted to highlight.
The one thing that the municipal council would like to highlight is, you know, it is important to them to assist our citizens in making the green shift, you know, to help some low-income households to make this important shift as well in the community. And just in the same vein of that, there are two other programs that we will be introducing in the near future. We will now subsidize the purchase of rain barrels and also the development of rain gardens. We will be subsidizing the equivalent of $1,000 per rain garden, up to a maximum of 50% of the total expenses. There is also a financial aid of $50 per rain barrel as well.
Yeah, so these are just extra steps that you're taking to do exactly what you said and to limit that environmental footprint.
Exactly, and it's like I said, it's very important for the municipal council to help our citizens and assist them in making that shift towards an eco-friendly footprint.
Well, thank you so much, Francis, for providing that information, for taking the time to chat with me. I really appreciate for taking the time out of your day. Super appreciated.
Thank you. It was my pleasure.
Township's Daily News Bits is a program sponsored by Local Journalism Initiative.